one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9, The Buzz.
Well, we've come to a crossroads on 98.9, The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy, not only is it Wednesday, middle child Wednesday, middle of the week kind of crossroads, but in the Spezzano house, oh boy, 98.9, The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Oh, what does that mean? Oh, boy. Why? Well,
my daughter Allison's been sick since Saturday afternoon, all day Sunday. Fever. No school on Monday. No school yesterday. Fever's been going down a little bit. Left ear's been hurting. So I took her yesterday to Acute Kids, which is just a wonderful kids urgent care. Penfield Webster by me. Nice people. And had her checked out. My wife wanted me to, you know, basically take her and go get some antibiotics. It's like, okay, well, I can't demand that, right? So no, I went in and I'm like, what do you suggest? She's like, yeah, just keep on the Tylenol and Advil back and forth. And I've been giving her Motrin and all that stuff like that. So
I thought you were going to say she has an ear infection or something.
No, she looked in and she goes, a little irritated, but there's no infection. And she looks like she's on the back end of this. I'm like, can she go to school tomorrow? Which means today. You know why? Most important day of the year. And she needs to be here for it.
Is it picture day?
Yeah, it's school pictures, man.
Oh, pictures. She can't miss picture day.
I know.
Well, they have a makeup picture day, so it's fine. But
it's like,
with all her friends, that's the cool. I have such vivid memories of picture day from elementary school.
You wait in your classroom. You just do nothing until they call your class to go in, and you're like, ooh, and you're standing in line, and you're watching it. You're like, oh, this is so cool. You feel like a movie
star.
Do
they give you, I don't think they give you the black comb anymore. The little black comb. Did you ever get that? Or was that just a West Side thing? I remember they would give us a little black comb so we could do our hair before.
Oh, really?
The picture.
Was it? I mean, it wasn't like a community comb where they just passed it to the next person.
I don't think so. I think we each got our black comb. And I could totally be making it up because I have a history of that. But I could have swore we got a black comb.
The fantasy and reality thing has been a long time. Sandy's been doing that.
I don't know why this happens to me. Like, I'll say things, getting together with the family, and I'll say, oh, remember when Zio Ramo used to blow smoke out of his ears? And my sisters would be like, what the hell are you talking about? No, he did. Remember, he would say, hey, kids, look. And he would blow, like, smoke rings, like, you know, cigarette smoke, out of his nose, out of his ears. And they're like,
his ears?
That's what I thought. I could have sworn he did.
What the hell?
My sisters are like, what the hell are you talking about? Maybe because I was the middle child, the forgotten one, I would just make crap up in my mind and have a little exciting life on my own. I don't know.
Zio would be a world like renowned circus like sideshow act if he could blow smoke out of his ears.
I have to ask him. Yeah. I've been too chicken to ask him if that really happened or not.
That's messed
he'll look
up.
At me like you're the yeah. I always knew you to be.
Is he still around?
He's 90.
I was going to say, if you're blowing smoke through some kind of canals out of your ears, you got to be dead by now.
I could have sworn he did. Maybe it was just the, I don't know.
Find
but
out.
Anyhow,
find out, won't you? Find out.
I want to find out about that, and I want to find out if anyone else got a little black comb.
Yeah, hello, Buzz.
For picture day.
I know. Hello.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
That would be Ray. What's up, buddy? Hi.
Hey, guys. Yes, Sandy. Back in grammar school, I got 3 combs.
Really?
Okay. 3? Yep. Wow, you needed a lot of grooming.
One for each year. No, for each year.
Yeah,
I was going to say, okay. One for your head, one for your back.
You know, I'm like, why are they giving you 3 combs?
One for your chest. I was 11.
I remember the little ones, you know, the younger you were. But, yeah, I ended up with 3 combs from 3 different years, but also, too, you had to have certain, you know, you had to dress a certain way.
Yeah.
And then they would clean up, like some of the kids would get dirty during school or get their faces dirty.
Uh-huh.
The teachers... or a teacher's aide or whatever, or somebody in the school, would clean the student up and get them all cleaned up and combed out and ready to take some pictures.
I do remember that,
the teachers fixing your hair. Now they don't care. Now they're like, kid, go smile.
Yep.
We'll Photoshop it after.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I remember when my senior picture... which we had in the studio at one point. I don't know what happened to it. If it's still, is it in the ottoman?
I don't remember.
I'll have to look. We have this scary, like, Pandora's box of an ottoman underneath the control panel here. Anyway, I remember because I had, like, acne at, you know, my senior year. My mom paid extra for it to be enhanced.
Touched up.
And they literally, back in that, 1979, a specialist would go on the negative under a microscope and dot like airbrush, like paint it, and then they would retake the picture, and like that's how they would trick
how
out
did
photos.
It turn out
good, yeah. It's like smoother. Just looked like my face was smoother.
It was an obvious. You know how some Photoshop jobs are like, okay,
right.
Come on.
It was this.
I know
is before
AI.
Electronic manipulation of photographs.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I know. It's crazy. That? Hey, Mold.
Why didn't you play the old time music as you were telling that story?
Hey, exactly.
Spazano and Sandy.
Hey, you. It's Wednesday on 98.9 to Buzz. Spazano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spazano. There's Sandy Waters. A little after 6, about 6:08 right now. And about a 52-degree start if you're out Brockport Way, about 53 in Greece, 53 in Webster, they're saying right now. So, all right, thanks for listening. Hey, what's up, middle child sister? What's up with you?
Hey, middle children out dears.
Robert Redford, actor, legend, passed away yesterday, I saw. It was later on in the show. And he was 89 years old. I think a lot of people remember.
89.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a good run, huh?
You know, Robert Redford, obviously, we all have memories if you're older. You know, you remember him in movies. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a strong, strong connection to Robert Redford. But seeing all the posts about, you know, the celebrities that they post about him, it was like, aw.
Yeah, he was the dude.
It was very sweet.
I mean, you could thank him for really popularizing independent films. At Sundance Film Festival is him. He started that.
I didn't realize that.
He lived in Sundance, Colorado, and forever. And he was very into, you know, the earth and environment and boosting young filmmakers. And now the popular Sundance Film Festival is, I don't know the big word for it, but it's like the one festival that gets people noticed from around the world. But there was a closer tie to Robert Redford, you know, like, you know, being the Kevin Bacon of the entire planet here in the Rochester area.
Yeah.
Buffalo was the location of the filming of his very popular baseball movie called The Natural. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. That was in
Buffalo?
In Buffalo,
yeah.
I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah, it was filmed all in Buffalo. All different places, different locations.
That's kind of cool, but you know what annoys me about that? It's always like, hey, this is local. It happened in Buffalo. I'm like, damn, Buffalo.
Ah, well.
It's always Buffalo.
They filmed at Ellicott Square building, which I know a bunch of people that I know like went and did their driver's license, and DMV was there. All High Stadium, which is where they filmed at the ballpark. It was just really cool. And the impact is the filming is credited with inspiring the growth of the local film industry in Buffalo and gave boost to kind of put Buffalo on the map where it's like we can make movies here. And just so happened, the last month or so, my wife has gotten into that Buffalo casting.
Oh, yeah. The Hallmark movie?
The Hallmark movie. Yeah.
Mario Lopez was in town, too, for something, for a movie. I don't know what his movie was, but I think it is a holiday movie as well.
In Buffalo?
That's with, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember, somebody help me out here. I don't know, because it was, you remember how we didn't have a spring? It was like freaking cold and then all of a sudden summer.
Yeah.
So he was filming in the springtime because his Instagram was like, oh my God, Buffalo, I love you guys, but what the heck is up with your weather? And it's like snowing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Or it's brutal. Yeah. I can't remember, but I guess a lot of holiday films film in Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yeah, you know why?
Which I guess makes sense.
Because it's Christmas there 9 months out of the year.
I guess so.
Oh, by the way, the Bills holiday touchdown, whatever it's called, Buffalo Bills Hallmark movie.
Let's just call it your wife's movie.
Yes.
Yeah, the movie your wife's in.
The crowd scene with 600 other people. You'll be able to pick her out, I'm sure. Debuts November 22nd on the Hallmark Channel. Just so you know.
You're going to, okay, November.
Oh, wait, maybe it's September. Or wait, I don't know. Or maybe it's, now I got to look. I got to look
again.
Now
you got to look.
Yeah, now I got to look again.
Yeah, because if it's November and you're already promoting it.
Yeah, well, the trailer just came out for it, and that's why I saw it. I'm like, ooh. The Buzz. If you're getting kids ready to get off to school, it is 6:21. Or if you're trying to wake up your teenager, it's 6:21! Come on! A 98.9 The Buzz. It's Sam and Sandy.
We got to bring that back, by the way. Remember when we used to help parents wake up their kids? And they're like, hey, put the phone. What would we do?
We put the phone by their head and then we called it.
Yeah, but I think we also, didn't you play your saxophone? I don't know.
Something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We did. Maybe we sent out somebody to go wake them up with.
Oh, wait. We sent Moose out to wake people up. He'd jump on the bed and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right.
Okay. So it was fantastic. We should bring that back. If anybody needs help waking up their teenager.
We need
interns. We're your guy. You got a guy? We're your wake-up guy.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. So here, how about this trend? And I'm going to put it out there and ask you if you like it.
Okay. What is this?
Because it is a thing now. And I thought this is we're talking about adult birthday parties.
Okay.
So first, the adults who throw birthday parties for themselves. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? 818-2899. But at first, when I saw my cousin do this, I thought it was just my cousin because she is kind of that type of person who would do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone just the other day told me that they have to do this too. And they have to do it because they're the friend who was asked to do it and they have no out.
Oh, well, what is it?
Wait, is this a thing? A dance routine performed at the birthday party. So what happens is, and if somebody has been to one or you yourself are planning one of these, let me know. But you throw a birthday party for yourself.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be a monumental birthday party. It's just a birthday party for yourself. And then you ask a group of your friends, the closest friends you have, to actually practice a dance routine that you guys all do at the birthday party.
So you, as the birthday person, and your friends get up and do a little performance.
Yeah. It's kind of like a flash mob, but nobody talks about it like a flash mob.
Yeah.
It does. It's that kind of feel where you have to plan and prep.
Do people know at the party
I don't. I mean, I didn't know when my cousin did this.
Yeah.
I just thought, what was she doing? And she's going on stage and she's calling up her girlfriends. And I'm like, okay, maybe she's going to do a little thank you speech. I don't know. My cousin is like one of those type of people.
Anyhow. And then all of a sudden they break up.
All of a sudden they break up. Yes. It's like, what is happening? And then cool. I was talking to some of her friends who were in that little dance group. And they're like, we've been rehearsing for months. I'm like, you've been rehearsing?
What?
This is too much. Thank heavens she didn't ask me to be in on this.
Listen, that one time we did the Thriller, the Michael Jackson's Thriller for the Halloween party we did, and we practiced.
And we were terrible.
I'm like, no.
We're terrible.
No. No, no.
I recruited my entire neighborhood pretty much to do it with me because we needed people, remember?
I do.
And my neighbors didn't talk to me for like weeks after making them do that.
I just remember my really expensive sunglasses flew off and somebody stepped on them. And then I got all out of sync and I just walked off to the side and let everybody else do it.
Back to this trend. If you, because I feel like, well, first, throwing a birthday party for yourself as a grown adult, how do we feel about that?
Well, is it like, hi, I'm Scott, I'm throwing a party for me, or is it just like my significant other's got a party put together?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's not your significant other throwing the party. It's you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that, I think, is picking up speed now, too.
No.
I'm hearing more and more people do that. Okay. And if you feel the opposite, 818-2899. If you were the friend picked to dance in this little dance routine at the birthday party, can you even say no?
You can, but then there's your drama, you know? Or you can just go along with it and get really drunk beforehand and just do it.
So you would just go along with that?
I don't know. If it's just me and the other person, no.
Well, no, obviously, I just explained it. It's a whole group.
No, I know. Well, you're like, if you were picked, I'm like, I don't know.
You're one of the group.
No,
I mean, it's,
I don't know. I'd probably say no. I'd decline.
And how would you decline? That's supposed to be an honor.
Yeah, really? First of all, no guy would do this. It's just girls that'll do it.
Maybe this is just a girl.
Nah.
Hang on a second.
Were there any guys up on stage when this happened?
No.
Okay, then.
But I've only been to one of these. I don't know.
No.
Next. Yeah, I can't see guys doing this.
No, I can't. I mean, in certain situations, it might be like, I don't know.
Being invited to an adult birthday party, honored or bothered?
Oh, I'm honored. Let's go.
I don't know why I'm so bitter about birthday parties. I really don't know what happened in my childhood.
Yeah,
I think it's silly to take your birthday off when you're a grown adult. I think it's silly to throw yourself a party. And then it gets awkward because this has happened, too, where people threw themselves a party and I was invited to, thinking, hey, I'm invited to this party. I don't have to cover anything. Nope. We had to split the bill evenly. I'm like, hang on a second. I don't drink and I eat the cheapest thing on the menu and I got to split this massive birthday party bill evenly?
Yeah, you're best to stay away and have no friends.
But I don't know why I'm so bitter about birthdays.
See, when I think of a birthday party, I don't think of going out to dinner. I think of, like, everybody coming over. We stand in the kitchen. You know, we make some little smokies, little pigs in a blanket, and do drinks and hang out, play some tunes, and just talk and converse.
Dance.
Not dance.
Oh, you would do karaoke.
We have.
That's your thing.
Yeah,
That is your thing.
You know, then my wife's friend, Kevin, was like the life of the party. He would get everybody together. He passed away way too early in life. And that poor guy, he really was the glue that held us all together. We haven't had a party since. Hi, The Buzz. Aww. Good morning. I know.
Sandra, if I remember right, Miss Sandra, one reason you're upset about birthdays, don't you have a milestone birthday coming up this year?
Yes, I do, but I don't know what it's been all, like when I was younger, yeah, birthday parties were cool, but then when you hit adulthood, I feel like, okay, we don't need to do this anymore.
You know,
unless
that's
it's a big
what's
milestone.
Wrong with you.
I don't know why this whole
division between young, old, and grown up means you can't have any fun. Stop that.
Yeah, but it's kind of like birthday parties, let's be honest. It screams, it's all about me.
It's just, right? What's wrong with that?
I don't like that.
You have a day for yourself.
I don't like the whole people who post on, hey, guess what day it is? It's my birthday.
When
it's
were like, you? Okay, when were you told in life that it's not cool to put into the spotlight on yourself every so often?
I just think it's kind of like it's attention grab. I don't like the attention. I really don't. I'm in the wrong career, by the way, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah, pretty much.
I don't belong here.
What about your husband's or your kid's birthday? Do you celebrate those?
Oh, my God, Phil. I feel still so utterly guilty because my husband did celebrate his milestone birthday, and I thought he was on the same page with me as far as birthday parties, so I didn't do really anything for him. Now I find out that he would love to have had a birthday party. So yeah. I dropped the ball there. And the gift that I gave him, remember I gave him that Nordic spa getaway. And
yeah, right.
It's like this in Montreal, and it's supposed to be this most amazing experience.
Yeah.
We haven't even gone to it yet. So I really gave him nothing, zilch, nada, on his birthday.
Nice. Yeah, hey, listen, you're halfway to 100. Can you take out the garbage?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The free lunch program, New York State school free lunch program, might be backfiring.
Get to that in a second here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. What could go wrong? Okay. Hey, don't forget, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, the financial expert, she comes on the show usually on Wednesdays, so she's got to bump to tomorrow. Because the Fed could be lowering interest rates today. That could be big news. So she's going to be busy. But right around this time tomorrow morning, Jill Schlesinger will be on. If you ever want to ask her any financial question, from finance to college to money, anything, you can always get a hold of us here and we'll put you on with her. Okay?
That's
tomorrow
that's
morning,
cool.
Right around this time.
She's the absolute best, too. Okay, so the free lunch program is now causing a food shortage.
So now,
in the schools.
Let me get this straight, because I never really saw anything from the school district. So every kid in New York gets free lunch.
Yeah. So, okay, to refresh your memory, Governor Hochul signed it into law, the Universal Free Meals Program, it's called.
Good.
So free breakfast, free lunch to all students, all income levels. It doesn't matter anymore. It's like every single student, you get it.
Thank God.
So every district draws from the same vendor network. So now the suppliers are struggling to keep up with this demand. And for an example of how many people are taking advantage of this, let's go to the Pittsford schools, because they are the ones who are saying, hey, listen, we can't guarantee what's going to be available because of the supply chain.
Uh-huh.
So Pittsford schools, on the first day of school, more than 700 breakfasts were served compared to zero last year.
Really?
Lunch participation has doubled since the first day and continues to grow, they say.
That's interesting. I don't know.
I know.
You
stereotype Pittsford. Like, why do you guys need it? Yeah, there are kids who need it in Pittsburgh, too.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think it'll smooth itself out. It'll eventually regulate, because this is the first school season that it's been enacted.
It's still a novelty. Okay, so that leads to a very good question. Now, and I almost feel guilty that I said it in the way that I said it, how we were stereotyping. Wait a minute, Pittsford? But these aren't the kids who just, quote, need it. This is just giving some relief to every single family.
Yeah.
So if you have a kid in a public school district, is this a huge relief for you?
Are you jealous?
Are you like, okay, not my problem?
It's
no,
nice.
Lexi gets it too.
Mm.
Not this program. My kid goes to a private school, but they sent out an email that says, hey, listen, we don't want food to be a concern.
Right.
So there is always going to be a table full of lunches and snacks, and just help yourself and tell your kid to help themselves.
Oh, okay.
And of course, my kid, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have to pack a lunch. Just go to that table, Lex.
That's the thing. How much really are you saving when you pack a lunch every day instead of letting her buy it?
Okay, that's beside the point. But she was like, well, Ma, I did check it out. And, you know, tuna, like, who's going to eat it? Like, it's healthy food that my kid not want to eat. So she's now acting like a little snob and the food's not good enough for her.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
But anyhow, so... are you the type of family, whether you need this or not, is it pretty much like, not my problem, they told us free lunch is free lunch, so I want my free lunch? Or do you lean more towards, once you see that there's a shortage, Now you're under the mindset of, okay, well, I really could afford to buy lunch or pack lunch, so maybe I'll pack instead.
Wow, this is a long question. No, I'm not.
For an ADD person, it is.
Yeah, it was really hard to follow. I don't care if I can afford it or not. I'm taking advantage of the free lunch.
Okay, so you're the, yeah. It's not my problem. They told us it was free. I want it free.
Right, and it does, yes. Yes, and it's part of it. Look, we pay school taxes, so there you go. You know, I mean, it's coming. It's all goes into a giant pot and comes back. We're going to take
advantage of it. Even though there's a shortage.
There won't be a shortage. It's not like forever. They got to figure it out.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Not my problem. They'll figure it out.
Not my problem. No, no. And if my kid's not eating well, then I'll have to do something else. But can you just buy food? And there's not a shortage of that? I don't understand how this works.
I don't either. That's a good question.
Right. I mean, if you want to get, all the free stuff, there's not a lot of it. But the stuff you pay for, there's enough. I
think it's just there's a food shortage, yeah. No matter if you're buying, paying, right. Whatever. Yeah. There's just a food shortage.
Yeah, okay. But, so then it doesn't matter then. Then, yeah, I'm taking advantage of it for free.
A friend of mine took a tour of a yogurt factory,
mm-hmm.
And he was saying how
random.
I know. It's part of his job. Whatever. It's long. Whatever. Yeah.
Wait, was
long
that, was
story
that
how he got to the.
Was it Chobani?
I don't know if it was Chobani, and I actually do not want to call out who it was because of what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, I see.
So he had to take part of his job. He had to take a tour of this yogurt factory, and he said he was amazed and shocked and surprised to find out that there were two separate areas of this yogurt factory. Mm-hmm. One side was the yogurt that they're going to put on shelves and sell to us. Uh-huh. The other side was for schools. Mm-hmm. And he said the ingredients, like you would think they're both the exact same ingredients. It's the exact same yogurt. The ingredients on the school side,
mm-hmm.
It was completely different ingredients than the other side.
Are you talking about
powdered
worse,
stuff?
Worse nutrition, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I was trying to get at.
That's it.
Yes.
Let me get this
powdered stuff and all this. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hi, the buzz.
You think your kid is going to eat healthy.
I know. And you think yogurt, right? Good morning, the buzz.
Hey, Trisha.
Hi, Trish.
Hey, Dr. Yeah. Purple.
That's Jess. How are you?
Good. So I'm the one that called last week about the teacher things, yeah. And the contracts and salary and stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm a social worker at a school.
Yep.
So previously it was people who qualified by income could get reduced or free lunch. And
correct.
That's how we kind of gauge which districts are more in need versus others. Now New York State passed this. Everybody gets free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
However, districts are still supposed to track it. So what's happening is families know they get free lunch, so they're not filling out the paperwork or anything anymore.
Uh-huh.
So now it's equality because in the current federal administration, we can't do anything differently for one than we do for another.
Mm-hmm.
So even the people that don't need it have access to free lunch now, mm-hmm. So that everybody has the same thing.
Okay.
So the healthy lunches thing was when Obama was president. That was his wife's big thing when she was the first lady.
I remember that.
And that hasn't changed yet. So the big thing with that is there's a lot of waste of this healthy food. And then in Sandy's example where she says, just go grab stuff off that table, if a kid has to do that, then other kids are going to see him or her grab it off the table.
Oh, there's judgment there.
And it's embarrassing.
There. Yeah, there's judgment
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point.
I just wanted to give you a little bit more information for your conversation.
You give us context.
This is the first year.
Now, we appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Because, you're in it. You see it more than we do, and I appreciate you calling in all the time.
Yeah.
No problem.
You're our eyes and ears of anything that has to do with education in schools and stuff. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let me know anytime.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Hey, 7 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Pisano and Sandy. 7:08 right now. We're looking at 54 degrees to start, and we're going to be up 78 degrees again today. You know, not another nice day like yesterday. It's some high clouds, but nothing serious, right? Right.
Before we get to what happened in Rochester yesterday that takes a certain type of person to participate in,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to open invitation to anybody who wants to come on the air and talk to James Whitaker. James Whitaker is our Win the Day guy. He is the absolute best. Let us know. Because on Thursday, so tomorrow is Live Audience Thursday, right?
Right, right.
And I was telling the people who are coming in the studio, Leslie, I'm like, hey, if you want to ask James a question, you can. And she was like, oh my gosh, I really can. I love him. I listen all the time.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's always been an open invitation. She's like, I didn't know. This is great.
Yeah, you want to talk to anybody that we talk to. Yeah. Just, you know, get in line. Just pop on, get a hold of us. It's very easy to do. You just call us at 818-289. We'll get your info. We'll get them on. All right?
Yeah, so Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com. Let me know.
I start the break like this? On the cold, hard
yesterday,
we love goats.
Part of downtown, definitely. You know how they do a bunch of activities downtown to get people to go down there and love downtown? It was goat yoga. Goat yoga is back, and this isn't the first time they've done it. They've done this before, but I gotta say, it takes a special type of person to be into this.
In which way? To have a goat, baby goat walk all over your back, or to actually do yoga?
All of it. All of it. Very good point.
It's funny you bring this up, because I was just thinking, was it yesterday morning? I'm like, I don't know, something fell underneath. My glasses fell off the table, and I got underneath my bed, so I'm down on my knees. And I'm like, I stretch my arms out. I'm like, oh, is this what yoga is? This feeling good.
Is this what yoga is?
And then I'm like, okay, if I get back up, is it going to hurt?
It's the best thing you've said. What yoga is, as he stretches his arm?
I literally had like an ADHD flash in my head of like watching YouTube videos and how beginner's yoga and how to do
you
this.
You should have done this. This was like every level of yoga. I mean, you can have an intense yoga where you're sweating at the end of
it. Yeah,
and it's not the hot yoga I'm referencing. It's like legitimate tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But I used to, yoga is so good for you, by the way. And I can hear my one friend who works in, with elder people, like telling me stretches. So I don't want to say anything bad about yoga. Yoga is fantastic. It's so good for us, but I don't know, for some reason I get bored. I'm like, okay, I must not be doing it right or something.
You've done it then. You've done yoga.
I have, but I did it in it when I was younger. So maybe in my mind going crazy all the time, 20-year-old, that was too boring for me. I wonder if I would try it again. I don't know. I do yoga stretches, but not like a full yoga class. And definitely, I don't know if I'm that type of person that's cut out to do goat yoga.
Well, I mean, just the whole stretching thing, I saw in a study last week that longevity would include daily stretching. You know,
My one friend who works in elder care, she says that all the time. That's why. So goat yoga, that's all I thought about. And I don't know how you feel about this. If you've ever done it, let us know. 818-2899. But this just screams every mom. Because moms, and now pay attention, whenever you see anything pop up on your Instagram or Facebook of somebody working out and telling you how to work out, if it's a mother, there's always a kid either in the room or climbing all over her.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, that is just how moms work out. So this, having a goat, a baby, it's all the same. You see any man's video of teaching you how to work out?
Oh, no, it's serious.
Kids, not in sight.
Nope.
There's not one kid.
Nope.
Maybe an occasional dad will post a picture of a kid crawling on him. But
Do you think I'm sure there's some kind of yoga class somewhere in America where they invite you to bring your toddler so they can climb on you like baby goats do.
There probably is.
I'm sure there is.
But I don't see that to be calming or relaxing or feeling good.
Oh, really?
Because I say it only because when my kids used to climb on me, and now my dog climbs on me when I try to work out, it gives me this sense of anxiety. Like, okay, wait, somebody needs me. Somebody needs my attention. So I don't fully get into my workout, and I don't get my mind thinking, okay, this is good for me. I got to go into the full pose or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm too worried about it. I got to speed this up because somebody else needs me.
You know what? It really must suck to be so tightly wound.
To be a mom? That's every mom.
I love my daughter climbing on me.
And I think she's kind of like, she's gotten in trouble because she climbs on the bus over the seats and stuff. But I love when she's all over on top.
I know, but you're not doing yoga poses. You just said you never did yoga.
Well, no.
I'm saying like, only when you work out. Obviously, we love playing with our kids. Every person does. I'm saying when you're trying to get something done and your kids are climbing over you, mm-hmm. don't you? I need a mom to call up. Don't you get this sense of, okay, it's not about me anymore. Put that aside. Stop working out. I got to focus on my kid or goat.
The only thing I would have in the whole goat yoga world, if I was doing it, if I did it,
yeah.
is like, I'm sure goats don't really tell you when it's time to go potty. So like they're dropping they're dropping pellets on you as they're walking across your back. I'm like, come on.
Wait, are they like birds where they just drop?
Yes.
Or are they like dogs where they like find their spot and you can tell they're about to go?
Nah, I think they just kind of like drop little.
Do you know for sure?
Drop little Cocoa Puffs. Yes, I'm positive.
They just, do?
Yeah, they just drop Cocoa Puffs everywhere.
Signing up for there?
Like rabbits. I had a rabbit. He just dump his little Cocoa Puffs everywhere where he's walking around. And
there goes who would sign up for that then? And are we washing their feet?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Before you climb on my back?
Welcome to the dark side of goat yoga.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
You should have done it, by the way. You always complain about your back hurting and stuff. That would have worked out all those kinks.
Yeah, I really should. I really should try that. I'm gonna go on YouTube and do a beginner just by myself. Just try it out and see what happens.
Downtown, definitely. Goat yoga.
Yeah, baby.
All right, coming up on the show, what we're known for, Jerk or Justify.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that happened in line at Lowe's. And what this couple did, what this elderly couple did in line that mm-hmm. made the rest of us feel a bit uncomfortable, we will decide the moral compass.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. Jerk or Justify with Spezzano and Sandy.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so Jerk or Justified is deciding between right and wrong. Mm. The moral standard. And there are a million jerker justified moments that happen to each and every single one of us every day. So if you have a good one, please let us know.
Sure.
But today, we are going to Lowe's.
What
I witnessed in the store, I want to bring up because it made all of us in line a bit uncomfortable.
Can I try to guess or no?
You just tell you a story?
Tell you a story. Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear this.
You're going to guess. It could be anything.
Well,
guess. What first comes to mind waiting in line?
They were sucking face.
Because, that's such a good one. Have you ever been in line where people were making out?
Especially old people?
Wait, have you?
No.
Has it happened
to
you?
No.
Oh, God, you just created a scenario? That is funny.
That would be awesome, though.
Oh, my God. If that's happened to anybody, let me know because that's a good jerker justified. No, this is waiting in line at Lowe's, and I was there to return a couple items.
I hate that.
In the return line, and there are only two employees working, and the one employee, she looked to be like a manager-esque, just the way she carried herself, and she was the one that was working with this elderly couple. Mm-hmm. Now, it was clearly visible that the couple was not happy about something.
Okay.
And their frustration grew louder and louder. Ooh. Not to a shouting level, but to a like, yeah, everybody can hear you level. And I never could really make out the full story of what really happened, but the details that I got were they've been getting the runaround for 5 months.
Ooh.
$1,500 is what they spent. And he even said this, is this how you treat the elderly? And I'm also a vet.
Oh, ouch, babe.
Yep. He was at his breaking point. So he dropped the I'm old and I'm a vet line.
Wow.
So I felt uncomfortable. Like I felt I needed to step in. Not that should I step? What am I going to do? But I felt like, oh my gosh, something is happening right there. And we can all hear and see it. And then I'm looking at the person in front of me and behind me. And they equally looked just as uncomfortable.
Yeah, everybody gave right?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like, oh, please let this end. Right? Let this end. Maybe I don't want to return my item. Never mind. Here, I'm out.
And that poor person behind the counter is probably like, I don't know. The system's hung up. I don't know. What's the number?
She was good, by the way. She was good.
Yeah.
I was applauding her. I was so, and I know you're not supposed to stare, but if my mother was standing with me, she'd be like, Sandra, don't stare, because I was just so like interested in what was happening there, the dynamics of it all.
So you're going to say it's justified.
Well, I don't know if it's because being a fellow customer in line, that made me feel very uncomfortable. It was awkward.
Okay. So, all right. So 818-2899, call us up and tell us whether this is jerk or justified. To hear someone complaining out loud while you're standing around, like there's nothing you can do about it. You're just watching it, right? I still think that pulling the I'm a senior citizen and a veteran card should be also the subset of that.
Should we switch it or just do? Okay, we'll do a couple trials.
Yeah, here. You can get it in. Man,
so go first with the at a volume that everybody can hear.
Because I'm a sick and twisted, I say justified because I seek out those things online. I love seeing people complain and get all crazy because I'm judging. I'm feeling good about myself at that point.
But why?
Because I'm better than you because I will never lose my cool. So go ahead and lose your cool there, sister. Go ahead.
I felt very sad. He wasn't losing his cool. He was just getting frustrated. I don't know. I could see myself. I probably have done it. So I'm going to have to put my tally under justified because I probably have. You don't realize when you're getting
that they're justified to do it? Justified to do it?
I don't know. But then I was the customer and I felt so awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I don't. In those scenarios, I don't feel uncomfortable unless it gets dangerous. But I I feel invisible and an observer and with a little bit of humor in it. I see it. It's funny. I see. I love when people get freaked out way past what they're supposed to. Like, you know, at the stand at the gate when you're at the, you know, you're going on an airplane trip and you're like, you see people freaking out. I'm like,
Same scenario. This is all wrapped into one.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me, though, that you hate confrontation. You were the person who says, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah. I don't want confrontation.
Right.
Yet, you pull out the popcorn, always ready to go, and waiting for a fight to happen.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
I will never be in that scenario. I try to work with them. Okay, what else can I do?
Messages are coming in.
Okay,
I know we're running. We're starting to run late on time. So messages are coming in. Justified. Sometimes raising your voice is the only way a company actually pays attention. If you've been getting the runaround for months, I say let everyone hear it. Oh, but it wasn't. See, this is the thing. I'm going to put your tail under justified. But this is the thing. It wasn't the woman. It wasn't the employee that really has control. Sometimes it's. It's above her.
She's
right?
The one who's helping to try to figure it out for them. She's not the decision maker.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So justified. 818-2899 is how you can reach out to us. Deciding the moral compass here.
Mm-hmm. I say justified because, like, it's the popcorn factor for me. It breaks up my day. Okay.
You said it.
So you established that.
Yes. Very good. Jerk. I get being frustrated. But making the whole line uncomfortable isn't fair. See, that... I'm trying to think. What was the last time I got frustrated? I think I do it more over the phone. No, you know what? I'm going to have to put my tail under jerk, too, because I don't think I would do it in line for others to hear, because I know how uncomfortable it makes people feel. I'll do it when I get home, when I'm in the privacy of my own home.
So
and
nobody
I'll
else can
corporate.
Hear you're a real bitch then, right?
I don't want to. No, see that. Don't label people who
You're
get
snippy.
Frustrated.
You're snippy.
Oh no!
It's $1,500 after 5 months.
They'll figure it out.
There's no way you're not getting frustrated.
How about the whole "I'm a senior citizen and a veteran. This is how you treat me" card?
Oh,
what do you feel about that one?
Oh, well, that's justified. Yeah, if you have a card in your back pocket, pull it and use it. Justified. They weren't yelling; they were just firm.
Uh-huh.
Companies count on you staying quiet. Speaking up in public is how you get results.
Damn.
Okay.
And speaking of results,
the verdict is justified. Justified.
Go for it, Papa. It's all yours. Make a scene.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Hold on just a second. Okay, cool. Just making sure they work.
I don't know why no one called in. Everyone was just messaging us.
We're busy.
It must be a very busy morning.
I just
want to
make sure the phone's working. I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's always nice when you call in and talk to us so we don't look like we're drowning over here.
Spisano and Sandy.
There's that Halloween song. Getting closer and closer to that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on, about Halloween decorations, especially around my house. My goodness.
We got to talk about how you've been for years begging for, pleading for, and now you get it, and now you just say, oh, no, never mind. Oh, God.
We'll talk about that.
When a listener wants to give Scott Spisano to use for Halloween.
Yeah.
Just after 8 o'clock. Now, you know, it bums me out because I wanted to give this girl a mention because she's looking for somebody to be her first.
Mm-hmm.
And now I lost her name.
That sounds weird.
But would you be willing to be somebody's first? The post I saw on social.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You might be into it.
Yeah.
Just after 8 o'clock, I'll explain.
That was a good tease. I'm going to wait around for that one.
Got a story Spisano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Okay. Hello, Middle Child Wednesday. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters here. How are you doing this morning? Thanks for popping on. Here we are at 8.04 on the 17th of September.
Welcome to it. This is my mom's birthday today.
Is it really? It was.
She passed years ago, but I didn't think about her.
Well, now it's her heavenly birthday.
If I see a cardinal today, which most likely I will, that'll be her. She loved cardinals. That's it.
Mom.
Still warm and 78 degrees today and 54 to start here on The Buzz.
All right. So this will really say a lot about your personality when I give you this little teasy tease of what we're going to talk about. Do you ever want to be someone's first?
I love this.
where did your mind go?
Exactly.
The post that I saw, and it was that Nextdoor app. I know. You either roll your eyes or you're just as about it as I am. But you know what the bummer is that when I saw this post, mm-hmm. and it was actually two separate women posted, mm-hmm. the same kind of feel to their post, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I got to make note of that. And then I went to my phone and I put the notes app in. And remind me to do this on the air. And then when I went back to it to get more details and cut and paste what she wrote exact word for word, it was gone. It refreshed. Oh. And I'm like, and now I can't find her.
Sorry.
Because I wanted to give her a shout out because she's looking for somebody to be her first.
Okay.
Or one of her firsts.
Wow.
So she is a dental student. What a letdown, right? She's a dental student, and she's like, hey, listen, I'm looking for clients, patients, mm-hmm. To come to MCC. I think she said MCC.
MCC, yeah.
And, you know, especially, this is the line that I was like, oh, God, especially if you have a lot of tartar buildup.
I love it.
I would love for you to be one of my patients or whatever they refer
it's
to.
It's like a soon to be dermatologist looking for someone with lots of blackheads.
Ugh.
Yeah, let me work on them. Let me get those things out.
So gross.
Let me get that
stuff
out.
But yet, so satisfying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I was like, and you know, if you know anyone who's been through dental school, they have to get X number of hours or X number of patients or something like that. They end up doing it on each other, right?
Yeah,
they
all for free.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But then sometimes they have to go out to the community and say, hey, listen. Like my sister, when she was going to cosmetology school, mm-hmm. she needed X number of clients, do their hair, take pictures of it, you know, whatever, put it in her little book so she can graduate.
Yeah, right.
But then I thought, okay, there are certain things in life. I don't care what the discount is. I'm not sure I want to be.
That's big for you. That's big for you.
I know. It was pulling at me. Yeah. I was like going to respond to her, but it's like, oh, God, but something like that, I don't know if I want to be your guinea pig.
You know, I just did it. I just went to the dentist, but I know years ago I would have people call and ask. I don't know if you remember or not, but it's always out of the MCC program. They're always looking for people.
It's funny. I would have done it.
Did you ever do it?
No. I think we talked to someone and we're like, yeah. And then, I don't know.
And then you never did it. That's typically how you are. Yeah. And then you never do it.
No, I'm getting better at that. No.
Your follow through. Yeah, you are getting better. I am. You're much better with your follow through. Mm-hmm. Okay. So is that one of the things, though, that you do not want to be somebody's guinea pig or first?
I wouldn't mind. You know, especially even for hair, because hair grows back.
Okay, those are two different things. We're going to go down the list.
Okay, dental.
So, dental.
Dental, yeah, if the timing was right. Right.
But what if something goes terribly wrong?
Like what?
I don't know. But what if they jab you or hit a nerve? Not that they're really doing it. I don't know what they're doing. I don't even understand. What are they doing? Are they performing something on you?
I doubt they're doing surgeries. They probably just need to do...
Let me take out your tooth that you don't need taken out. Right. But still, let me crown that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Go ahead. Yes on dentists.
Okay. What about... What other... Okay, let's go stylist.
Yeah, because hair grows back.
Yeah, I would I don't know. Now we do TV. And now with this whole, we have to video everything that we do and put it on social media. I'm not sure if I'm willing to have that many bad hair days.
For a guy, it doesn't matter. We just, if it turns out bad, we just like put like gel in it and slick it back.
Yeah. And you don't care?
Nah. Okay.
But I will tell you that my husband did that before I even knew him. There was a girl who's like, okay, you know, probably he had a crush on her or whatever. I'm going to cosmetology school. Mm-hmm. Let me do your hair. Let me straighten your hair, or did something. I don't know what they did to her. They put some chemical in his hair, and that was the day he lost his hair. And now his hairline has never been the same.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Because she messed it up so bad. I don't know what she did, but he goes, I don't know if it was coincidence or not, but my hairline changed and it was like, it never grew back. And now he's thinner prematurely. Yeah. Careful of that one.
Good blame, dude. Good blame.
Well, it could be. Would you rather perform on strangers? Like, let's say now you are the dental student.
Yeah. Okay,
would you rather perform on strangers or?
Oh yeah. No. I would not want to perform on anyone that I know. No, I would definitely perform on strangers.
Why?
Because
they'll remind you of how terrible you were?
Well, yeah. Yeah. No.
Or maybe
they'll
give you fake praise.
Who? Your friends?
Family,
what do I want?
Yeah.
I don't want fake praise. I would never do a family or friend.
Oh, only strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With whatever the scenario is?
Yes. No. It'll come back to haunt you, even in a positive way. It'll be like, hey, remember that time you did my hair? I was like, okay.
You're right.
Nope.
You're right. Maybe I would want strangers, too.
I'm a nope.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyhow, so if you're, I don't know, you need your teeth clean, and you especially have a lot of tartar buildup.
Yes.
I can't give you the girl's name because I don't remember it.
Search MCC and dental program, and then see what kind of messages are out there. You might be able to get a freebie. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Zana and Sandy. You might be surprised at this conversation that you want to bring up.
Who's going to be surprised?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, listen, first, we both want to say thank you to every single one of you who listens to the show and has been with us for so long, because you are so kind to give your time and now to give your valuables to us. I mean, really, seriously, whenever we say all we're in need of, somebody shows up with it. And
yeah.
It's just so awesome. So for the last how many years? Probably like 300.
Mm-hmm. Since they created Halloween, I've wanted to have like a massive Halloween display.
Yeah.
And I started when Ellie was born, to add things. And last year I did add a big, I don't even know what it is, big monster-y thing. So there's a little bit more. And then when this Halloween offer came through from our intern, our original intern, the OG intern Mandy.
Oh, she's the best. She texted me. She goes, I always hear Scotty talking about how much he loves Halloween and how much he wants to deck out his house. Hey, listen, I have this, what is it? It's an animatronic something or other, like ginormous figurine that like senses when someone walks by and it turns on.
Yeah.
It's like one of those really cool things that you see when you first walk into Lowe's or Home Depot that you want, and then you look at the price tag, you're like, never mind. She's like, I'll just give it to him.
Wow.
Tell him to check his Facebook messages because I want to give this to him. So
my response? Thanks, but no thanks.
I know. My wife.
It's got to go through the wife first.
But do you really, really want it?
I want it for Ellie. I want it for Ellie. And I want it for me. Yeah, but I want it for my kids and the kids in the neighborhood to see it. I mean, I did go out all out last year. I bought a 35-foot string light that I can change all different colors.
Lame.
No, I bought
the giant. The lights aren't cool for the kids.
I bought the giant monstery thing. That was up.
Well, now you can have two giant monstery things.
Yeah, but I'm just afraid I'm going to get the no. And then now what I do.
You can never complain again then about your Halloween decorations.
Fine. I don't know. Is it too early to start this? To start these? I'll be honest with you.
Start what?
To put up the Halloween decorations.
Oh, because the weather's so nice? It does feel weird, but I am seeing people put up their Halloween decorations.
I don't have anything outside the house yet, but because this
well,
is...
Well, you could!
But this is the first year I've been 3D printing. Yesterday, Ellie and I printed a bunch of black corner spider webs that fit in your window for all of our windows. We printed like six of them. Yeah,
you're
we got those
starting,
going already.
Look at the phones ringing.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Good morning, the Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Uh-oh.
It's Mandy. Maybe. Did you hear him? He doesn't want it anymore after he's been begging and pleading for it for like years.
And I was willing to give it for free.
I know. Aww. How nice of you. Can you describe it?
It is a 6-foot-tall animatronic alien.
Alien?
Totally you, Scott.
Yeah.
My husband got it as a birthday present, and we are currently cleaning out our house, and we don't have room for it. The only time it's ever been out of the box was in the house. I sent it to Sandy a video of it, and if you it's censored, and all it does is you start talking and moving towards you, and that's it.
Weren't you slightly offended hearing that Scott doesn't want it after knowing that this is like the perfect Halloween decoration for him?
It's not that I don't want it.
It was one of those things of I knew he wanted it, and so I figured, you know, we don't anymore, and so I figured put it to somebody who's going to use it.
First of all, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're so kind to even think of me. Seriously.
Let's figure out a way how to scheme and sneak it into the house, right? Was that your second of all?
Second of all, you have to get past my wife.
Well,
once it's in the house, then what am I going to do with it? Then I got to throw it out. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to you. I'd much rather have it go to someone else.
I could just come and drop it on the steps of the studio, and then you'd be stuck with it.
No, this is what you have to do. You have to just set it up in his front yard.
Mandy, are one of our first interns ever. All right? And yep. I love you. But I do not want you knowing where I live.
Oh!
I said studio first.
Oh, sure, fine.
Sandy, who said to put it up in your front yard.
Let's try this. If you are in the area and it happens to be in your car, then let's start it here at least, right? And then bring it. Then I can eventually get it to the... It might be fun for live studio audience Thursday to have a prop in the studio for Halloween.
Oh, man, look at him.
It would freak everybody out. Awesome.
You are so scared of your wife. It's weird.
No, you know what?
No.
Put your foot down. You want the damn alien.
You know what, Sandy? You're right. You're absolutely right. Mandy, gotta go.
He has a healthy appreciation for his wife. Love you guys.
Bye.
Is your wife listening right now?
I hope so. Good morning, 98.9 to Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. Sunny, 78 degrees. Is it a chance to play this thing right here?
Good parent or bad parent?
On the Buzz?
We don't do it often, and I know it's not good to judge parenting, but we're all terrible at it sometimes, and that's fine. I'll be the first to admit that I can see myself being the terrible parent in this. So for all of you fellow terrible parents who are willing to admit this, show up, my friends.
Yeah. Call us up at 818-289-9. Chime in.
It is such a process when you have a high school senior. We are already, as parents, stressed about helping our kid navigate, you know, the FAFSA form or whatever it's called.
Oh, FAFSA, yeah.
The FAFSA form. We are, you know, already stressed about, you know, what college are they going to go to? Can we afford it? How do you pay for this?
Right.
Then the graduation party. Then this, that, the other thing. And now some genius decided to throw all this other crap on our lap.
What are you talking about?
And you feel horrible and guilty if you don't participate and play along.
Try me.
The... what's it called again? Hang on.
I don't
know. It's the Senior Photo Challenge. High School Senior Photo Challenge. So this is now, and you will see it. Now you're going to see this show up on your newsfeed. Parents of high school seniors will post a picture every day. It's like Senior High School Challenge Day 1, and it's a photo of them as a baby.
Oh, God.
Day 2, and another picture of them.
Oh,
day
God.
3, all the way up to graduation.
Wow.
That's a little too much.
Wow.
Then there's the sign that you're going to put in your front lawn. I don't know when that sign is coming, but it's coming soon.
Oh.
High school graduate lives here or whatever it says on it.
Yeah, right, you're right. Class of 2025.
How much money, time, and effort does it cost to freaking get a kid out of high school? This has gotten out of control.
If you've got... If you're all sensitive to social pressures and stuff like that and social media pressures, you're falling into this trap.
You could
be like, nope.
That is perfectly said. Social pressures. Yeah. It looks bad.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Matters. Care.
So you don't care.
Don't care. So what? Near graduation, if I start throwing some baby photos or, you know, stuff like that in, I can see doing that.
Just, you know, actually.
But not a daily routine. It's part of my busy day. I'm not going to sit there and scroll through my Google photos from 12 years ago or 20 years ago. You know?
This is a total mom thing. Now listening to you.
Yeah.
Give us your opinion. You're absolutely right. I don't see dads participating in the senior photo challenge.
No.
I just don't.
No.
Why?
No.
How do you guys not care about the social pressures, the optics?
Because it's
Why
dumb.
Do we care so much, moms? Why?
Because you succumb to guilt and pressure and emotion?
Unless some parents, good loving moms, actually find it fun.
See, there's your guilt. There's your guilt.
No, that's a question. They probably actually find it fun. They get excited. I don't know why, because I lack that.
There's your guilt. You feel bad, so you want to jump on. Life is based on guilt for a lot of people. And I see it in you every single day. I could always trace it back. Like the Kevin Bacon of your life is guilt.
Very true statement. Kevin Bacon of your life is guilt.
You know, everything comes back to, like, you can relate to Kevin Bacon.
Yep.
Guilt is your Kevin Bacon.
Well, doesn't it motivate, that's the wrong word, obviously. Doesn't it, like,
pressure?
Push us to do things. Yeah, I think a lot of us are driven by guilt. It's not right.
Yeah. No, yeah, and a lot are. But a
lot of the younger generation doesn't have that.
A lot of people are dissuaded by pressure, though, like me. If you press me on something, I'm going the other way. I'm not going to
do
it.
So with I have a 21-year-old, so I already have a kid that went through this. Somebody listen to me. A kid who went through this. And now I have a junior in high school, so I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
The first kid, I didn't buy the sign because I ain't paying to have a sign that screams, look at me, I have a senior, I want attention. I just don't like that. I know the majority of you have it. And
you just don't love your child. I get it.
But even, like, I was like, I'm not doing the senior day challenge thing. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Well, now she, the other day, said to me, well, you never got a sign, did you, for me? You didn't do that. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter. Does it prove that I love you any less?
What did she say?
I don't know.
She probably thought, yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't really listening. I was too worried, like, dealing with the, oh, my God, should I have? Guilt.
I don't know. I had boys, so when they both graduated, it wasn't a big to-do. I don't think they felt the lack of any recognition or anything.
Well, the kid doesn't really care. Does the kid really care?
Right. Is it more for the parents?
Because my kid isn't searching out my social media, so they don't even know if I'm participating in the senior photo challenge or not, right? Yeah. This is all for...
Look at me. That's all it's for.
Or it's, I really question, I don't know if any mom, if you have a second to call in, you're probably stinking busy, you don't, but I don't know if it's truly indeed fun for you, and you love it, and you get excited, or if you just are forced because Scotty said the social pressures.
There's something to be said for your pride and love of your child, and showing it.
This is
and we
like
look
the
for reasons to show, we look for ways to show our love for our kids or our family or our loved ones in different ways because it gets old. So that is a way to show. But then it can be analyzed as, well, look at them.
This is the same exact thing as posting gushing about your anniversary. I get it. Just turn over, like look at the man or the woman or whoever you're married to and say it to them to their face.
Am I bad when I don't post a happy birthday to my kid or my wife?
Listen,
or my anniversary is coming up November 4th. Yeah, November 4th.
You and I have no heart or soul. So, yes, we're equally bad. I'm going to answer your question before you finish asking it. Yes, we probably are very bad people.
All right. Well, so would it be good or bad parenting to not participate in the senior daily picture challenge thing?
I don't know. We'll just leave it out there.
All right. I'd say it's not bad parenting at all. I think it's fine.
Well, of course you do. You didn't do it.
I know.
Okay, very good.
It's my way of getting out of it. I've been thinking. I know that's rare. But you know how we talked to intern Mandy about a half hour ago about the Halloween, giant Halloween thing she wants to drop off for me?
Mm-hmm.
I really think it should start in his studio.
No.
What?
No, because you've done this before. I've worked with you for a gajillion years. You have done this before. And then you leave your crap in the studio, and it's long past Halloween, and now I got to deal with cleaning it up. No.
Okay, Mom, I'll make sure it leaves before Halloween.
You do that all the time. I'm constantly cleaning up after you. And I am sick of it, young man.
Okay, Mom, I'm sorry. I promise. I'll change my wicked ways. No, I think we should stage it here because tomorrow we have live studio audience Thursday. And it'd be really cool to have that, you know, up until, you know. Plus, our old boss isn't here anymore and she won't yell at us about having stuff in the studio. Yay.
She was even more OCD than I was.
Oh, wait. Did you see this? The Addams Family thing, flipping the bird that I printed.
Come on. Don't put that in the studio.
Oh, no, it's here.
In our videos.
Listen to this. Our engineer walks in yesterday. He's highfalutin, right? He goes, this. I'm like, ooh. He goes,
our engineer is highfalutin?
He has way more power than we have.
Oh, I thought you meant classy. He's not. He's not.
Oh, did you hear that, Derek? You're not classy. Anyway,
well,
he goes, look at this.
He's not like an OCD classy.
No. He goes, look at that. What is that? I mean, I'm thinking you're going to get yelled. He goes, that's so cool. Can you print me one?
No, give it to him. Just give it to him.
Oh, no, this one stays already printed one. It's on his door.
Oh, stop with your 3D printing crap in the studio.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's Fizzano and Sandy here on the bus.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.